Signs of spring are showing in the Lynn Canal. Stacy Evans is the science director at the Tuckshinook Watershed Council and an avid birder. She heard a varied thrush a few days ago.
One of those really obvious noises that we hear in the spring. So they're around, and sometimes they'll even be around earlier than now. You just don't detect them because they're not making their mating call yet. But they're starting to get warmed up because I've heard a few now.
Evans says varied thrushes spend the winter not very far south of here, so they come back early. She has also heard Pacific wrens and dark-eyed juncos who have returned to the Upper Lynn Canal to breed. She expects we will start seeing robins soon.
They're starting to overwinter in more northern habitats than they used to. So they're pretty close, and they might just take advantage of, you know, a warm period to hop over here and take advantage of whatever food might be available. So not totally unusual to see a robin in the winter, but it's becoming more common.
Dan Egolf is a longtime birder and naturalist guide at the company he owns, Alaska Nature Tours. He also has stories of birds stretching their seasonal habits.
One year we had a hummingbird, I think it was an anise hummingbird, that stayed around way into the winter. The person that had the hummingbird feeder put a heat light by it so that it would kind of warm up.
Egolf mentions some of his favorite summer residents.
There's a pigeon guillemots that nest underneath the Port Chilkoot dock. They're an interesting little bird that has a lifestyle like a duck, but doesn't at all look like a duck. It has a little pigeon beak. They probably start nesting in May, and then later in the summer, by June or July, we start seeing the parents and a fledgling flying around underneath the dock down there.
Birders flock together on Facebook. There is a group called Haynes Birders, where members share photos and observations. Evans says she recently received a video of a killdeer on the Chilkat Beach. That is another early arrival. Other birds are just passing through. There are reports of groups of snow buntings in Haynes.
They are interesting because the males actually tend to pass through really early to get to their northern breeding grounds because territory is fairly scarce, and they can tolerate quite a bit of snow on the ground.
Evans says soon the beaches will be crowded with migratory birds. The shores of the Upper Lynn Canal is the last stop before those birds enter the interior.
Migratory birds have flown a really long way to get here. They've exhausted a lot of resources and energy, and we're kind of at the terminus of the marine resources that they have on their migratory route. So when they're here, that's sort of their last chance to really fuel up before they may have to fly all the way to the high Arctic.
It is a delicate time for those birds. Evans says beachgoers can help them along their journey by giving them space.
It's really important that we try not to disturb them as much as possible. Maybe do your best not to flush the birds that are trying to feed there.
Dan Egolf says the Lynn Canal is at the edge of the Pacific Flyway. Most birds remain on the outer coast, where they can be carried by steady winds. He says he has been there at the height of the migration, when 10,000 birds per hour pass overhead. Egolf says some migrators sometimes linger in the Lynn Canal.
Occasionally, we'll get a lot of shorebirds in town. The mountain passes have late spring storms, and it jams the birds in down here. I recall a time when there was a bunch of Dunlins on the parade grounds, so we can keep our eyes peeled.
Some birds choose not to travel at all, notably eagles and ravens, who are already starting to nest. And chickadees, well adapted to the cold, despite their small size. To survive, they have to eat constantly. Crossbills and grosbeaks also feast all winter.
They feed on the highbush cranberries. Highbush cranberries will freeze right on the brush and be there throughout the winter. And they fly down and eat what look like little popsicles.
Whatever their lifestyles, birds seem to bring us joy. Stacy Evans says this is the case for her.
You know, there's actually been some studies that have shown that birdsong is linked to better mood or better mental health. So, you know, it's not just the light coming back that sort of gives us a little bit of a boost. Sometimes it's just hearing those bird songs again.
More birds are expected to arrive in the coming weeks. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePrimonial.